We're going to be looking at the book of Genesis, chapter 5, and it is the entire chapter 5, which is 32 verses, 1 to 32. So Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 to 32, to find out this evening who are the sons of God. So Genesis 5, verses 1 to 32, which is the entire chapter. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam in the day that God created man. He made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years and he had sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. After he begot Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. After he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and all glory to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. One of the reasons and the main reasons why our beloved Christians and sometimes non-Christians, when they come to read the Holy Bible, they avoid the Old Testament for the very reason of tonight's topic. Because when you read the Old Testament, you say, "I understood zilch. All I was reading and hearing were names of places and very difficult names to pronounce, let alone to write. So therefore, why am I wasting my breath and my time and getting myself a huge headache where I'm understanding nothing? I'm going to just go for a drive in my Ferrari and all the way to St. Thomas of the New, St. Matthew of the New Testament, and it's a much easier language where I can relate to it." When the Lord Jesus says, "And a sower went out to sow some seeds, and some fell on the side of the road, and some fell on solid, in a rocky ground, and some fell in the midst of thorns, and some fell on good soil." Man, Now you're talking, brother. This is my language. What is this? Genesis 5. But when you go into the depths of the Old Testament, you will find nothing but absolute precious pearls and stones. 32 verses of chapter 5 of Genesis to teach us who are the sons of God. All these names. Our father Adam and our mother Eve, they had two sons. The first one was Cain. The second one was Abel. Cain got up and killed Abel out of jealousy. He killed Abel. And then the Lord God blessed our father and Adam and Eve and mother Eve, blessed them with another child that replaced, you know, Abel that was killed by his older brother. And that brother, that son that was given to them that replaced Abel was Seth. Seth is mentioned in the genealogy of Adam in Genesis 5. From Seth to our father Jacob. You know, Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So from Seth, who replaced Abel, or he came after Abel, to Jacob, all these descendants of Seth, to Abel, they were called the sons of Elohim. Or in Aramaic, Elohim. The sons of God. They were called the sons of Elohim, or Elohim, the sons of God. Now, the descendants of Cain, the one who killed his brother Abel, the descendants of Cain, they were called the sons of men. The sons of men. So there was the sons of God and the sons of men. Now, our topic is about who are the sons of God. But before we go into that, we need to look at who are the sons of men. They are the descendants of Cain. They are the ones who forgot God. In the Arabic language, or even actually not the Arabic only, but rather in the Aramaic language, the word man, we call him Barnasha. Barnasha. Bar means after, to come after. To come after someone else. Bar. Barnasha. Nasha means Nishyana. This is Aramaic. Nishyana means forgetfulness. So who is the son of man? He is the son of forgetfulness. We forget. We say things. After a little while, we forget what we said. True or not? Can you remember what you said exactly a year ago? No, I forgot. Not a year ago, Marmari. Come on. 5 minutes ago, I forgot what I said. So we are the sons of the forgetfulness. Now, the descendants of Cain, they were called the sons of man because they forgot God. But the sons of God are the ones who did not forget God. Now, since the descendants of Cain forgot God, what happened? Trouble came out of them. One of the issues that flourished out of the descendants of Cain, the people who forgot God, polygamy, marrying more than one woman. Polygamy is not of God's, is an invention of the sons of Cain, the people who forgot God. They married more than one woman. God did not permit that at all. From day one, God created them male and female. To Adam, God gave only one woman. He did not give Adam more than one. If anybody comes and says God allows more than one woman to be married, then that is a very false statement. Now, polygamy came, drinking and dancing and weaponry came out of the descendants of Cain, the seventh generation to Adam, called Lamech. And the name Lamech is also appears in the descendants of the sons of God. There is one Lamech in the sons of God's genealogy, and there is another Lamech, two different people, in the genealogy of Cain, the descendants of Cain, for the first time ever, from our father Adam till Lamech, for the first time Lamech marries two women. Ugh. He breaks the law. His daddy Adam, one. Everyone that came after Adam, one. Lamech decided to say, you know, to change the rules, and he said, I want to marry two. I feel like having two women. Because he broke God's word, now this Lamech is from the descendants of Cain. Because he broke God's word and married two women, one woman gave him a son, and the other woman gave him another son. One son invented drinking and musical instruments. And with the musical instruments, there is singing and dancing. And with singing and dancing, the cousin of that is drinking. The other son invented the sword weapon. I'll ask you this. In the world, what do you see? Only two things. If the world is not fighting, they are singing, dancing, and drinking. And if they are not singing, dancing, or drinking, they are fighting. Is there anything else in the world? No. It's either war or dancing and drinking. Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Yes, that's the world. You go out downtown to the city, what do? Sing and dance. You go to Afghanistan, you carry a weapon and you shoot people. That's what the world is. That's what the descendants of Cain are. The world are the descendants of Cain. Nothing else comes out of him. But look at the descendants of God. And in these 10 names, we're going to see in each name a characteristic of what a son of God should be. In each name, we need to look at each name, what the name carries, to reflect what kind of a characteristics should there be in someone professing Jesus Christ, his Lord or her Lord and God and Savior. What you should be and how you should live. Let's look at the first name out of these 10. The first name is Adam. Can we go to verse 1, please? Look at this. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. And the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. So Adam was created in the likeness of God. But let's go to verse 2. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness and his image. And that son was what? Seth. Adam was created in the image and likeness of God. Seth was begotten by Adam in the image and the likeness of Adam, not God, the Bible says. Adam in the image of God, Seth in the image of his dad Adam. A question now rises. If Adam is the image and the likeness of God, and Adam gave birth to a son, begot a son, shouldn't that son be the image and the likeness of God? Since Adam is the image and the likeness of God. But the Bible says Seth is the image and the likeness of Adam, not God. Why? Because all of us were born outside the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden, it was Adam and Eve. But after Adam broke God's word, that image became blurred, became defamed, became stained. And since Adam and Eve were kicked out, all of us, including Seth and everyone else, was born outside the Garden of Eden. Since we were born outside the Garden of Eden, since the image of God was stained by Adam, then whoever Adam had begotten, that image became the image of Adam, not God. Because we were born with the stained image, not with the perfect image which God had created Adam in the first place. I hope. I'll give you an example. You take a stamp, any stamp. When it's perfectly made and you start stamping, the stamp comes out perfect. You take a knife or a screwdriver and you wreck the stamp. Every single stamp you make after that, it will be wrecked, because it's going to be exactly the image that you have made it. So when you wrecked it, the image became wrecked, then any other copies after that are going to all be wrecked. We inherited from Adam the stained image of me, the I am. This is what I inherited from my father Adam. Prior to breaking God's word, Adam did not have the I am in him. The I am of Adam was God. But after he broke God's word, he said to God, from now on, it is me, not you. Because God said to him, don't eat from this tree. And he ate. So what was that telling God? He was saying to God, you said, God, don't eat from it, but I say I'm going to eat. So on the moment of Adam eating from the tree, something was born in him called the I am. Moi. This me I have inherited from my daddy Adam. And I've said it so many times, I'll say it again. When a husband and wife, when people in a couple get married and have children, the first child comes so spoiled, man. He is from one hand to the other, from one place to the other, from one person to the other, between mom and dad, between every family member. And then the second child comes. The second child comes, mommy carries the second child and put the second child on her lap. The first child sees the sibling has taken their spot. World War III erupts. You get off my mommy's lap. How dare you take my spot? You are still a little baby. Why are you fighting? Because the I am is so powerful in me. This is what I inherited from my father Adam. Adam is the first name. Now the word Adam, what does it mean? This is all Aramaic Hebrew words. All these names that we've read, they are all Hebrew Aramaic. So Adam means Iddamta in Aramaic. Iddamta means literally red mud. Red mud. Dam means red. Iddamta means red mud. So Adam is the red mud. What is that telling me? What are the characteristics of someone that is called the Son of God? The first characteristic in you to be accepted as the child of God, you have to come to Jesus Christ and say, I am Adam, Lord, have mercy on me. What is red mud? What is red? Red here represents death. Because the source of your life is your blood, and the color of your blood is red. When the blood is not in your body, you're dead. So what is the source of your life? Your blood, and that color is red. But what happened? When Adam broke God's word, what does the Bible say about that? The wage of sin is death. The wage of sin is death. So since Adam died, therefore he is Edamta, red mud. He died in sin. What is the first characteristics of the Son of God? Confessing your sins before the Almighty Jesus of Nazareth. Are we confessing our sins or not? Are we coming to the Lord as Adam and saying, Lord, I am the Adam. I am the red blood, but I have sinned. I have died in my own blood. Forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me from my sins and make me wholesome again. Make me wholesome again. Do you know? The color red accepts every other color, and the color red changes into other colors, except there is one color, red cannot be affected by it. White. The white does not change the red. You know why? What changes the red into white? What changes the red into white? Another red.
Marmari, what are you talking about, man? You're confusing us.
What changes the red into white? Another red. But which red? I'll tell you which red. Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 14. And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Which red changes the red into white? The blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. When you submerge yourself in the red blood of Jesus Christ, you will come out of that red white. What does that mean, white? Because the blood of Christ washes all your sins, cleans you right out. You will come out without a blemish, without a stain, without a spot. You will come whiter than snow, perfect, holy, righteous. So what gets rid of Adam's red? Christ's red. With the blood of Jesus Christ, I become white. Because red represents death, and death came through sin. But there is one red that has no sin in it, and that is the blood of Christ. Come as Adam and say, I'm a sinner. Christ, wash me with your blood and make me whiter than snow. Give me the dress, the rope of righteousness, the rope that you rose from the dead with, the white dress, the dress of the wedding, the dress of the kingdom of God, the dress of holiness, purity, and righteousness. So you need to come to the Lord being the sinner and confessing your sins. Don't ever stand before the Lord and say, I am good, Lord. I am the righteous one, Lord. I am the holy one, Lord. I'm better than everyone else. Don't ever stand like that, because this is not a characteristic of a son and a child of God. A true child to God is the one who humbles and confesses that I'm nothing and you're everything, my holy daddy. I'm a sinner and you're the holy one. Christ, wash me clean with your blood red and make my red go white. Second characteristic. Adam begot Seth. Now the word Seth means, these are all Hebrew Aramaic words. If you don't understand Hebrew or Aramaic, you'll miss the mark. See? The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. That's the original text. Seth, the word Seth means the little one. Who is the little one? A little baby. When you come as a sinner, confessing that you are a sinner, admitting that you are a sinner, the Lord Jesus came for the sinners, not for the righteous. He said it. He said, I did not come to call the righteous, but rather the sinners into repentance. I came for the sinners. And if you put your hand up and say, I'm a sinner, I, the Lord Jesus, came exactly for people like yourself. Blessed are you when you say, I'm a sinner, Lord, and do not be ashamed of confessing the truth. So when the Lord washes you clean, He'll take you into the second name, and He will make you Seth, the little one. Who is the little one? A baby. When mom or dad or both, they leave home and they leave the child behind, the child goes crazy. Starts yelling, screaming, crying. Ah, it's like a noise pollution. They go wild. How could you go without me? The same child grows older, becomes mature. It's the same parents. They come to the same baby, but now he's a grown up, and says, my son or my daughter, let's go. Why, mom? Where, mom? Who are we going to see, mom? And how long are we going to be, mom? And what time are we going to come back, mom? And you know what, mom? Sorry, I don't have the time for you. Wow. What happened, baby? Before you used to cry and kill yourself. Don't leave me, mom. You never asked me, where are you going? Where are we going? You never asked me, how long are we going to be? You never asked me, who are we going to meet? You never asked me, when are we going to come back? You never said to me, my child, I don't have the time for you. All you cared for was, I don't care where we're going, what's happening, all that matters to me, Azla the little one, is that I'm with you and you're with me, Mama. That's what matters. The Lord Jesus says, if you want to be the child of God, I want you to be Seth, the little one. Don't say to Jesus, why are you doing this? Where are you going? When are you coming? How come you didn't go? How come you didn't do? Don't question, my child. Be the little one and let Jesus take you wherever he chooses, not you. Say like the psalmist, Psalm 23, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Daddy. I don't care if you, even if you take me to hell, because the place matters not. What matters is the owner of the place. As long as he's with me, that's all that matters. But you know what happens? When we see ourselves as grown-ups, we start questioning our parents. As babies, we never do. The Lord says, you want to be a child of God, always be a baby, no matter how old you are. Be the baby. Be Seth. The third name, Seth begot Enosh. Enosh means the soft one, the weak one, the perishable one. You blow at him, melts and fades away. You know, like the butter. When you put the butter in the sun, what happens to the butter? Melts and goes into thin air. That's Enosh, the soft one that melts and disappears. Well, you know what? St. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10, he says, but he said to me, Jesus is saying to St. Paul, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power, Jesus Christ, for my power is made perfect in weakness, Enosh. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, St. Paul is saying, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. For God shows his strength in people's weaknesses. Stay Enosh. Say, I'm the weak one. No matter what I've done, no matter what I've said, no matter what I've built, no matter what I've created, I am nothing. Everything came from you, Lord. Every good deed is of God's. It is not of you. You are the weak instrument used by your Creator. He is the one who has carved you and made you and woven you. Let him navigate you the way he wants in this life's journey. Let him navigate. Don't be the navigator. You see, I came Adam, the sinner. Lord, have mercy. Jesus forgave my sins and changed the red into white with his blood. When he forgiven his my sins, he said, I want you to be Seth. Stay the little one, be the baby. And when you are the baby, I want you to be weak, because the baby is weak. You see, without the parent, the baby will die, will perish. If the parents don't clothe the baby, don't feed the baby, don't wash, clean, change, the baby will die. A baby cannot survive without the parent's intervention. So as Christ is saying to all of us, without me, my children, not only are you going to disappear, you will die. Because I am your only true parent in heaven. And if I don't wash you, if I don't clean you, if I don't clothe you, if I don't feed you and change you, you cannot survive on your own. You surely will die. Stay the little one, Enosh. When you are the little one, what's going to happen? The little one, Enosh, begot Canaan. Canaan means blacksmith. What's blacksmith? The person who works with metal. Metal is very solid, strong. You see, I was Enosh, the weak one. When I gave my weakness to Christ, Christ brought out of weakness Canaan, the metal, the power, the strength. When you give him your weakness, he will bring out of that weakness mightiness. Canaan. The Lord works with our weakness and changes it into metal. Canaan. Power. Again, characteristics. We come to the Lord with red, Adam, our sins, and we are made white in his blood, Jesus Christ. We come being little, saith, and then that little one, he wants us to be Enosh, the weak one. And when we are weak as little ones, out of that weakness and out of that little one, he'll bring out of Canaan, out of us, he will bring out the power, metal. These are characteristics of people who should be children of God. When Christ brings me out of weakness into mightiness, what do I live with? This name is kind of long. Mahalalel. Now this is an English translation. Mahalalel, again, is a Hebrew Aramaic word. El in Hebrew or Aramaic means God. Hallel, hallel means praise. Mahalalel means the one who praises God, the one who thanks God, the one who is grateful to the Almighty God. Why am I praising him? Why am I thanking him? Because it is the mighty one who has done great things in me. I was Enosh, the weak one. Out of my weakness, he brought mightiness, Canaan. Since he brought me out of the weakness into strength, is there anything else that I can say to him but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mahalalel. Praising God. Hallel El. That's the name. Mahalalel is the one who says hallelujah to El, God. And when you praise God, actually, when do you praise God? When can you praise God? When Mahalalel begot Jared. See how these names come in this kind of a sequence and perfect order? When Mahalalel begotten Jared, that's when I was able to praise God, because the word Jared means the one who descends, goes down. Jared means the one who goes down. Who came down? The Holy Spirit. Who came down? The Holy Spirit. John 14:16. The Lord is saying, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Another helper is going to come down, Jared. And when this Jared, the Holy Spirit, comes down and dwells in you in baptism, then you will be praising God all the days of your life. Because without the Holy Spirit, St. Paul says, no one can call God Abba, Father. No one. The Holy Spirit descended once and is with us here on earth. The next time is going to go up. And is going to go up with who? With the bride. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit, meaning Holy Spirit, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Who are they saying come? To Christ. Come and take the church, the bride. Because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in the church, in the bride. And they are waiting for the groom to come back again in the second coming to take the church and the Holy Spirit that dwells in the church together into the Father's house. And we will be reunited once again with the Holy Trinity, one God in nature and in essence. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will live with them forever and ever and ever. And when Jared came, the Holy Spirit, and dwelt in me, he gave me Enoch. Who is Enoch? The word Enoch means consecrated. Consecrated. This is a cup. In this cup we pour that wine that through the authority of the priesthood rank, priesthood that Jesus Christ gave, not anyone else, through the priesthood rank that Jesus Christ gave, we bring down the Holy Spirit and the wine changes into the blood of Jesus, of Christ. The blood of Christ. This cup you can buy just like I, the bishop, bought. You are no, you don't have a rank in the church. You don't hold any ranks. You can go and buy this cup. Anyone can buy this cup. When you buy this cup, you take it home. You're free. You can pour in it water. You can pour in it 7-Up, Coca-Cola, orange juice, apple juice, and other stuff, which I'm not going to go into. Cheeky boys and girls. You can do whatever you want. You bought the cup. You paid for it. And we bought the cup as well. And we brought this cup to the church. Someone who holds a rank like me and above, bishop, archbishop, and a patriarch, we pray on these kind of vessels. We anoint them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we anoint these cups in the name of the Holy Trinity, what happened to this cup? The cup became consecrated, Enoch. Now, when this cup became consecrated, what happened? The shape of the cup did not change, but something changed. The nature of the cup changed. Sorry. I'll go back on this. The nature did not change. The deed of the cup changed. Now, the cup is round. The cup is of a golden color. When I prayed on this cup, neither the shape changed nor the color changed. The round didn't become square and the gold didn't become white. Remained as it is. The nature remained. But one thing changed in this cup, the deed of this cup. What is it going to be used for? You see, before you could have used it for anything. But after consecration, this cup cannot leave the church and this cup can only hold the blood of Christ and nothing else. Jared came in this cup, in your body. You become the temple of God. When Jared, the Holy Spirit, came, the Holy Spirit anointed you to be cups, vessels for the glory of Christ. You are no longer of your own self to do whatever you want. You belong to Christ, not to yourself. So you can never say, I'll do whatever I want. You don't belong to yourself. The cup is consecrated. It is only to be used for the glory of Christ and Christ only, no one else. Enoch, my beloved, look at this. Genesis 5:24, in this very chapter, 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. There are two names in the Holy Bible that they did not die. One, Elijah. Second, Enoch. Now, Enoch says he was walking with God and he was not. What does it mean he was not? Meaning he didn't die because God took him to himself. If you remember or recall, all the other names, Adam, Seth, and all of the other names that we mentioned, all of them, the Bible says they all died except Enoch. Enoch doesn't mention he died. Why? Because Enoch is the consecrated one. Enoch is the vessel used for God only. That's why, look at this, Enoch was walking with God, not God walking with Enoch. You see, with Adam, God was walking with Adam. Adam died. With Seth, God was walking with Seth. That's why he died. But Enoch, God was not walking with him. It was Enoch who was walking with God. There is a humongous difference, my beloved. God is with everyone. But the question is everyone with God? No. Those who are not with God cannot live because the source of life is God. And if you are not with God, where are you going to get life from, my dear friend? King's Cross or Las Vegas? There it's only poison, absolute death. But Enoch walked with God. Why walked with God? Because he's consecrated. He's a vessel used for the action and the deed of God only. As a child of God, I should watch what I say. I should watch what I wear. I should watch how I behave. Because I'm no longer for myself, I am for Him. I am for Him. Does Jesus swear? Wouldn't you be insulted if somebody comes and says Jesus swears? As a Christian, you would be insulted, huh? Why do you swear then?
You belong to Him.
One day, this guy, and I'm not judging, okay? We have all our own, you know, shortfalls and our mistakes. And I'm the greatest sinners of all. Yes? One day this guy came to me, he says, Bishop, I said, yes, my dear friend. He says, you know what? I like to smoke. So he said, obviously, when I'm in the church while the mass is on, obviously I can't smoke. But when I go out in the car park of the church, I straight away get a cigarette and I smoke. I said, why you bother? Smoke in the church while you're attending the Holy Mass. He said, what? I said, yeah. Why wait till you go to the car park? While you're sitting inside the church, smoke. Don't worry about the priest. He said, you're kidding. Yes. I said, no, I'm not. Do you see my facial expression showing some sort of a joke? I said, I'm not joking. Smoke. Go for it, brother. He said, no way. Even if you tell me, I'm not going to do it. I said, why? He said, I just can't. I said, why? He said, because. I said, because what? He said, because I'm in the presence of the Lord. Ah, really? See? If I ask you quit smoking, you'll say, I can't, Father, please. Anything but smoking. I just gave it an example. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not judging. I love everyone that smokes, but I don't like cigarettes. I said, if I ask you to quit smoking, you'll say, oh, I can't, man, I'll go crazy. I'll put on weight. And I can't, I shake. I start itching at 10 o'clock in the morning. I gotta have one, bro. I said, but hang on a second. How come you did not smoke while you are in the church, and especially when Marmari is celebrating the Holy Mass? It's 10 hours long, man. When Marmari talks, he never stops. I said, you will sit there for hours, and you will sit, and you will sit, and you will sit, and you will not smoke. Why? Because subconsciously and consciously, you're saying to yourself, I am in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is an absolute disgrace for me to smoke in His presence. I am being disrespectful to Him. I said, you held your ground so strong and you quit on smoking while you're in the church. So you have the will to quit smoking. But what you're lacking is you're forgetting the presence of the Lord. That's all it is. See, psychologically, subconsciously, that's what it is. You see, when you remind yourself that you are in the presence of the Lord, you will not do it. I said to him then, I ask you, my dear friend, is the Lord Jesus in the car park or is He only in the church? Isn't God everywhere? I said, well, if He can smoke in the car park, might as well smoke inside, because Jesus is in the church, in the car park, in the street, everywhere. I said, but when you're going out in the car park, you're saying, Jesus is not watching. He's not here. I'm going to take one time out, brother. Jesus is everywhere. Be Enoch, consecrated. Consecrated means I don't smoke in the church. I don't smoke in the car park. I don't smoke anywhere, because I am in the presence of the Lord wherever I go. That's just an example, yeah? Now, number 7 is Enoch. Now, after Enoch came a problem. Now, this name is kind of interesting. After Enoch came a problem. Enoch begot Methuselah. In Aramaic, Metushlech. It's different, huh? Metushlech or Metushlech. Whichever accent you want to use. Or He or He. Metushlech or Metushlech is Methuselah. Now, after Enoch begot Methuselah. What is Methuselah? Two words compounded, two words in one. Met is the word death. Mit is death. Shlach is the one who's been sent. Shliha or Shlicha, apostle, messenger. In Aramaic, Shlach or Shlicha or Shlicha means the one who's been sent forth, to send. So Matushlach, when he dies, he will be sent. That's what it means, literally. When he dies, he will be sent. Mat Shlach. When he dies, Mat, death, Shlach, send. When he dies, he will be sent. Or you could say, when he dies, he will come. Well, when Methuselah died, who came? The wrath of God came. How do we know this? You read Genesis 5 when you go home. I don't have the time now. Methuselah says in Genesis 5, Methuselah lived 187 years. Who is good at mathematics here? Good? Okay, all of us. Thank you. Methuselah lived 187 years and he begot Lamech. Now the word Lamech means the destroyer. Now what did I say about Lamech? Lamech appears in both genealogies, the sons of man and the sons of God. Two different people. But only this name appears in these two genealogies, no other names. Only this one. And the word Lamech means destroyer. Now Methuselah begot Lamech when he was 187 years. Lamech begot Noah. You know the great flood, the Ark of Noah? Lamech begot Noah when Lamech was 182 years. When Lamech was 182, he had a son, Noah. When Methuselah was 187, he had a son, Lamech. Now add up 187 and 182, you get 369. Right? Good. 187 plus 182, 369. Now, Methuselah lived 969 years. Lived 969 years. Take away, take out of 969, 369, what are you left with? 969 minus 369 equals 600. 969 minus 369 equals 600. Now, when we go to Genesis 7:6, it says, Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So if Noah was 600 years when the great flood came, guess what? How old was Methuselah 969? Okay. Methuselah was 187. When he had a son, Lamech. Lamech was 182 when he had a son, Noah. So when Noah was born, how old was Methuselah? 369. You're with me? How old was Methuselah, the grandfather? 369. Now, Methuselah lived 969 years. So take away 369 from it, 600. At the age Noah was 600 years old, the great flood came. When Noah was 600, what did that make Methuselah be? 969. At the age of 969, Methuselah died. When he dies, he will be sent. When Methuselah died, the wrath of God was sent because the great flood is the punishment of God to mankind. You're with me? So when Methuselah died, the wrath of God came upon mankind because they lived in a sinful way. Now, Lamech is the son of Methuselah. The word Lamech means destroyer, the one who destroys. Now this applies to the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it's a difficult topic. Maybe it's a kind of a little bit maybe boring to some degree. I don't know. I hope not. But you see, Lamech is the destroyer. That can apply to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord, when He comes, the second coming, He will come in two ways. He will come as Lamech and he will come as Noah. You see, Lamech gave birth to Noah. And what is the word Noah mean? Comfort. In Aramaic, Noch. Noch means Nichutha, Shilyutha, means comfort, peace, tranquility, at ease. Finally, I can breathe. Who was in the ark? Noah. Who does Noah represent? The Lord Jesus. and also represents, the ark represents the Lord, and whoever enters the Lord will be Noah, will be at peace, will be comforted. If you're outside Jesus Christ, you will never find comfort. You will always be lost, confused, angry, upset, disorientated. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you're doing. But when you are inside of Christ, you are at peace within yourself and with yourself. You'll find yourself. When you find God, you find yourself, because God created you in His image. So, Lamech begot Noah. Lamech is the destroyer. Noah is the comforter. You see, the Lord Jesus, when He comes, He'll come in two ways. In one way, He will come and take the bride, the church, and the Holy Spirit that is in it. Yes, He will take it. So when the Lord comes, for those who belong to Him, He will come to them as Noah, the comforter. But those who do not belong to Him, He will come as Lamech, the destroyer. He will burn the world and He will comfort His children. Make sense? Now, why Lamech appears in both genealogies, the sons of men and the sons of God? Now, Lamech means destroyer. Is there a destroyer in the children of God? Yes, because not all Christians will end up in heaven, unfortunately. Not every baptized soul will end up with the Lord Jesus, because not every Christian is a Christian. We are Christians by name, but not by deeds. So not everybody that says, my Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but it is the one who does the will of my Father, he will enter. So not all Christians will enter. That's why there is Lamech in the Christian genealogy, because some of them will go to hell, because they are Christians by name only, not deeds. But the sons of men are all Lamech, because they all gonna go to Hawaii. Now Noah, apparently they have some great waves in Hawaii. And the great white shark as well. Great stuff. John 3:16. Look what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that the whole world may be saved. Yes? Is that what it says? That the whole world may be saved? Looks like you really have read your Bible, haven't you? A small test and you guys have failed. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whoever believes. So Christians came and received Jesus, but they ended up not believing, so they're going to perish. Some denominations in Christendom, they say once you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're saved forever. This is a false teaching. Be careful. It is not biblical at all. Just because you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come into my heart, come into my life, come into my spirit, come into my being. That's it, you're saved no matter what you do. Hello? Anybody home? No way. You can't receive Jesus Christ and say, I want to dance with somebody. You can't say that. You need to know who you're going to dance with. You can't just dance with somebody. You can't just be an open book. You got to dance with Jesus Christ only if you want to be saved. If you're going to go and dance with whatever, you're going to end up whatever. You need to know who you're dancing with. Noah, and I'll leave you with this. Noah had three sons. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. In Aramaic, Shem, Ham, and Yaft. Shem, Ham, and Yaft. Now, Shem in Aramaic means the high one, the elevated one, the exalted one. That's what it means. Ham or Ham means the hot one. When something is boiling, that's hot. That's what Cha means. So these kind of people, they have boiling blood. They get angry very quickly. They remind you of some people that boil up quickly. You call them your Cham, Habibi. You're very hot.
Not hot in the way that you're good looking, no. In the good looking way, it's me. I'm the hot one, bro. Yeah. So when it's hot in here because it's my presence, I am hot, you're not, bro. But I'm talking about a different hot when you get angry over nothing. Get alive and cool down. I'm going to call the fire brigade to cool you down a bit. So Cham is the hot one. Now Japheth means the beautiful one. Shem, the high one. Cham, the hot one. Japheth, the beautiful one. Noah had three sons. At the time of Noah, there were only three continents. The other ones were not found or not even probably established. At the time of Noah, there was three continents: Asia, Africa, and Europe. Asia was given to Shem, Africa was given to Ham, and Europe was given to Japheth. So Shem, the high one, took Asia. Ham, the hot one, took Africa. Japheth, the beautiful one, like Eddie, took Europe. Now, to Ham, the hot one, the Lord God gave earthly blessings. They got all the oil, they got all the money, they got all the honey, and that's it. To Japheth, the beautiful one, Europe, he gave the brain to control the Ham, the hot one. Well, if somebody's got a boiling blood, you need someone with a brain to manage this boiling blood. But to Shem, the high one, he gave heavenly blessings, not earthly. Why? Because from Shem, there will come a person. In him, all nations will be blessed. And in him, all will be like the stars of heaven. This person called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the descendant of Shem. You see, the Lord Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah. Judah is out of the 12 tribes of Israel, Jacob. Jacob came from Isaac. Isaac came from Abraham. Guess what? Abraham came from Shem. So where did Jesus Christ come from? In the human, in the flesh, he came from Shem. Because he is the Shem. He is the high one. He is the elevated one. He is the exalted one. He said, to the descendants of Shem, I will give heavenly blessings. You will be like the stars of heaven. Don't wait to be blessed earthly only if you have Christ as your Lord and Savior. Wait for heavenly glories, because your kingdom is not of this world, but it is of the next. Don't build castles and mansions here. Let your mansion be built in Jesus' mighty name in the next life, because that's your inheritance. It is not here. I'll sum it up and we'll finish it off. If you want to be the child of God, and if you want to enter the genealogy of the sons of God, the first thing you need to do, you need to come to the Lord Jesus as Adam. I am a sinner. Red, death. The wage of sin is death. Come and confess your sins before the Lord. This is the beginning of the road into becoming the child of God. Come to him and say, I've sinned before the heaven and your angels in heaven. I'm not worthy to be your son, but make me one of your servants in your home. But the Lord Jesus is going to come and he's going to say, bring the white dress and dress my son in this white linen. For my son was dead and now is alive. My son was lost and now he's found. Luke chapter 15. The prodigal son. Jesus is going to wash you clean. And he's going to turn this red, with his blood, into white. Righteousness, holiness, eternal life he's going to give you. And when he gives you life, he's going to take you into Seth. He's going to say, I want you to remain the little one. Be my little baby. Let your daddy take you wherever he wants. Don't question dad at all. Trust him. And when you trust dad, he's going to make you Enosh. He's going to make you weak. And say, Paul says, I was glad when I was weak, because every time I'm weak, I'm strong, because the strength of God and the power of God is made perfect in my weakness. When you're weak, God is working. Don't revenge. Let God revenge for you. Let God revenge for you. You remain weak. You be quiet. Let God talk. No one can stand before His mightiness. And when you are weak, He's going to bring out of this weakness His mightiness, Canaan, metal, power. He's going to show His power through you, just like He did through Moses. He sent an 80-year-old man who cannot speak. He is speech impaired. He cannot say that. Moses was like that. He couldn't talk thoroughly. It would take him 5 minutes to say two words. He is 80 years old. He goes to the most powerful man on earth, the Pharaoh. And he says to the Pharaoh, listen, mate. Looks like Moses was an Aussie. He says, listen, mate. If you don't let go of the Israelite nation, I'm going to chop you. I'm going to rip you, mate. And I'm going to make you the prawns on the barbie. He says, you know, who are you, old man? He says, I am nothing, but the God who sent me is everything. When I'm weak, God is mighty in me. And then when He brings me into the strength, I've got nothing to say but hallelujah, praising God, mahalalel. And when I praise the Lord God all the time, He is going to send Jared. The Holy Spirit is going to come down and dwell in me. And when the Holy Spirit dwells in me, the Holy Spirit will consecrate me and make me Enoch, the consecrated one, where I become the vessel used for the glory of Jesus Christ. And when I am Enoch consecrated, after Enoch came a problem, Methuselah. Methuselah is when he dies, that will be sent. The wrath of God was sent. And when the wrath of God came, this is the second coming of the Messiah. And when the Messiah comes, Methuselah begot Lamech. Lamech means the destroyer. And Lamech begot Noah. Noah means the comforter. Because when the second coming of the Messiah, he's going to come in these two names, Lamech and Noah. The destroyer for those who have rejected him. And the comforter for those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And then Noah gave three sons. Shem, the exalted. Ham, the hot. Japheth, the beautiful. Don't be beautiful. Don't be hot. Be exalted. He who humbles himself shall be exalted. You want to be exalted? You want to be Shem? You want to be with the Lord? Put your head at His feet and say, Lord, I am nothing. You're everything. I come humbly before Your holiness. You exalt me. I will never say I am good, because goodness only come from the only good God, who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Humble yourself. St. Paul says, my brethren, I beseech you, meaning I beg you, my brethren, I beseech you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, acceptable to God, your intellectual worship. My brethren, I beseech you, I beg you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God, acceptable to God, your intellectual worship. What is St. Paul telling us here? He says, come back to the truth. If you want to know the truth, you need to come back to it. How do I come back to it? He said, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice acceptable to God. God bless you guys. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. Amen. May the Lord Jesus bless you, guide you, and protect you all the days of your life.